Miss Penny. Hey, Miss Penny. Okay, Miss Penny. Your mic is muted.
Hey.
Oh, sounding good. All right. How are you, Miss Penny?
I'm doing great today. The weather here is rainy. It's been rainy and cold all day. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, you like the cold. I don't. But anyway, I'm going to step aside and let you do your thing.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, what's on the agenda today? I know you have something to talk about.
Hello. Well, today is a gloomy day, rainy, cold, and we got a lot of things moving, pieces and puzzles going on right now. Are we tired? Are we giving up? What are we doing right now? What are we doing?
Well, I'm going to kick back and just listen to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny.
Hello. How y'all doing today? Today is the cold. Like I say, here in Virginia, it's cold, rainy. Let me know how your weather is around. We have people listening to us all around the globe. We coming live from Studio W. If you have an iPhone, you can listen to us on your iPhone. All you got to do is go to the Apple Store and say, put in studio.w. If you have an Android, you can listen to us by going to your Play Store and put in Studio W. Or you can say Alexa, play Studio W. Or you can go to the website and download it on the website, Studio W, buzz.com. If you go to the websites, please subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know how you like the show. And if you want to invite your friends or family to listen to the show later on, you can go to the website, and at the top of the screen, there's a archive button. You can click on and choose what you want to listen to. Website is international. You can hear Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on LinkedIn. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can listen to us a little bit or hear it everywhere. And we also have some comedy shows on this radio station, some gossip, some music. We have church. We have all different variety of things on this on Studio W radio station. Now, let's talk about it with Miss Penny. I want to know, are we tired? When is enough enough? It's so many different moving pieces going on in the world right now in the United States. We got so many shootings, so many killings. It's like it's going to the store and getting a candy bar. We got so much going on. When are we going to be tired and start fighting for to live in freedom, to feel comfortable, to feel at peace of mind that we can go places and do things without worrying? Our young men that go out every day, we don't know if our son's going to come back home. We don't know if they're going to make it back home. Is they going to be accused of a crime? Is they going to be shot down? Is they going to be beat up? When are we going to get tired? When is enough enough? We got so many things going on. Mothers don't know, especially, and I know we have people listening all over the globe, but this right here is kind of a little bit directed to Black mothers. We have our sons that leave home. Some of them leave home to go to school. Some of them go and leaving home to go to work. Some of them leaving home to go see their kids or boys or their significant other. are they going to make it back home? I don't know about a lot of y'all, but I'm tired of every morning I wake up and turn on the news, or before I go to bed, I watch the news. And I'm not only, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that only black young men and black kids are getting killed. I'm not saying that. But a young man was talking to me one day and he made a statement. He said, only thing I worry about every day is making it back home. When I get home, I'm safe. But are you really safe? Because bullets are coming through the houses, through the windows. Are you really safe? But that was something for me to think about. Because this young man, which is a black young man, made this statement to me. He said, I don't go out like I used to. I stay in because I feel safe when I'm in my house. I don't be out there in them streets no more. He said, do you ever worry about your son making it home? There's fear for our young men and women nowadays to even go to a party, go to the movie theater. This is enough. It's a time for parents. We got to stand up and do something. We got to get the right people in the right places that's going to help take care of this situation. And now it's getting so bad. We already knew that the jails wasn't safe, but now they're beating and killing them in jail. It's so many different moving pieces that's going on that we got to do something. I just like to feel safe. I go in certain grocery stores and I don't feel safe in that grocery store. And I'm not calling no store's name. It's nothing wrong with the store. It's just a vibe that I get from that store. And it's not only our young people wondering, is they going to make it home safe? Are we going to make it home safe? And it's not only the gun. It's the people, how people are driving nowadays. A stop sign don't mean nothing. The speed limits don't mean nothing. People are just driving, running you off the road, cut in front of you. There's people just, where is the caring? You might not love you, but I love me. So I'm not trying to drive and hurry up and get there on time. If I'm a little late, okay, I'm a little late. But there's nothing that's going on the other side of town that would make me speed and hurt somebody else. We got a lot of pieces here, people. We have a lot of things going on. And we've always had these things out here, but it's gotten worse. People didn't just start shooting people yesterday. This has been going on, but it's gotten to now everybody is packing. So, when are you tired? We have enough stress on us as it is. We have enough to deal with day-to-day life. How many of y'all woke up this morning and was thankful that you woke up, or all your kids counted for? It's a lot of people can't do that. It's a lot of people that cannot do that. And y'all know I always have a story. The story that the young man was telling me, it really touched me and it broke my heart because I have a son. And when he was talking to him, he said, Do people really realize how many of us leave home and may not make it back? How many of us leave home and can't wait to get back home? Because of the fear that's out there. Being afraid to be outside of your home. That is not a good feeling. Sometimes when you think about it, how before COVID hit, it was like things was going on, but it was more like a peace. It wasn't as bad as it is now. Now, a lot of people having mental illness because they was in their homes, they isolated from everybody, couldn't be with their family and friends. And I know it took a toll on a lot of people. But we also have to understand that people have family that love and care for them. And when you take that person's life, your family is going to be sad and upset because they may not get to see you no more. They may not, only way they can see you maybe is behind bars. They can't hug you the way they used to. They can't talk to you the way they used to. It's a lot of hurt in that game. It's not just you being hurt or that person being hurt. Because do you realize that when you fight somebody with your fist, you can go back and apologize. But if you shoot that person and they die, you cannot go back and apologize. Are we tired yet? That's the question. Are we really tired yet? We need to ask ourselves that. We need to talk to our young people. We need to let them understand. Son or daughter, I don't want to lose you to the system, and I don't want to lose you to a grave. In my generation, when we was growing up, these fists was powerful. I beat you up today, we friends tomorrow. Or we may not be friends. Or you beat me up. We may not be friends, but I still see you. Your family still got you. You may have a knot on your head or a black eye or a busted lip or your pride may be hurt or you may come back and we do it all over again. But you get that chance to come and fight me again. But if I shoot you, you won't get that chance. And I'm talking about it's like every day, every day, every day. And y'all know Miss Penn, I always got a story. I remember when I went to school, it was a fight or two there, but you felt safe. To make it from home to school, you were safe. Felt like nothing else went wrong in school but a fight. Or you got called to the principal office. Not that you gotta go ducking. Not that I get my little kids up to looking cute daughters hair. reason why I say daughters, because I had four daughters and one son, but I get them ready for school looking neat, cute, clean, so they could get educated. I don't send them to school for them to come back probably shooting the school up. Are you tired yet? And I know a lot of y'all that's listening say, yes, Miss Penna, I'm tired, but what can we do? Miss Penna don't have all the answers. But I know there are some people that we can contact or we get together with, and let's try to get some kind of control. We may not be able to control it all. We will never probably be able to. But we can do something. Our little kids are not safe. Our elderly people are not safe. You and I are not safe. Are we tired yet? It is getting so hard to enjoy life. I'm not going to let you stop me from enjoying my life. To enjoy my life is going to work, go to church, come home. I don't have a spread of things to do. But I know there's people out there that likes to go out and enjoy themselves, listen to some good music, have a good cookout. There's some young men and women out here like to go out to the theater with each other, to the movie, enjoy each other. But can you do it? Do you feel safe? Is you going to make it home that night? Coming home and feeling safe in your home is, we got to do better. We have got to do better. And we got to start out by talking to our young women and men. We got to talk to them, communicate with them. I sit down and I watch some of the TikTok shows, things on TikTok. I don't never see anybody on TikTok talking about the danger of guns. If somebody find one, please let me know. I see everything else on TikTok. See anybody on TikTok talking about the dangers of guns. And I remember when back in the days, how people talk, what was the word? Nancy Reagan came up with it. The drugs, about kids doing drugs. Slogan. People went to the schools. Kids was in different programs with that drug. Say no to drugs. They even had a mascot. They went to the schools and all the way up to junior high, that's all they talked to the kids about. Say no to drugs. Well, what about saying no to guns? What about telling them what these things really do? It's not a little loud little noise. Let them know what the damage that can do. They can do. You shoot somebody in the arm, don't mean that bullet is going to sit right there. It goes through the body and damages other organs. Do we want to keep holding on to these cell phones, waiting at night or through the day now, waiting for that phone call to come? Fear, scared to answer the phone because we don't know who's on the other end. Who's calling you to tell you something is wrong? That your child or your family member won't be coming home. Who wants to sit here and be a hostage to a telephone? But that's where we are now. And I was watching Family Feud. One of the questions was, how can you, from a rating of 1 to 10, you can be away from your cell phone? You can't. Excuse me. You can't. Because you're holding on. Not only just to look at Facebook or anything like that. You're holding on to that phone because you don't know when that call may come. You don't know where your family is, where they are, where that. You can't even send them to college no more. The most you used to think about them in college, partying and drinking. But now you got to worry about them getting shot at the college. When is enough enough? When are you tired? When are you going to be tired? Are you tired yet? Those are some of the questions you have to ask yourself. How often do you sit down and talk to your kids about these things? We have to educate people on these weapons, and we gotta start them when they're young. God only give us one life to live. You only get one. Like they always say that cats got nine lives. Well, guess what? They never say a human has nine lives. They never say we have nine lives. We only have one. And get it right this time. We got to do something. We got to do something better. We got to stop pacifying these things. We got to stop saying it's okay when your child do something wrong. It's okay. Then when next thing you know, they doing something bigger and it gets worse. And instead of pacifying it, we got to stop doing that. It's not okay. The thing is, we walk around here and act like it's okay that our kids do some of the things that they do. We see them with these guns. We know they're hanging around people with guns, but we say, oh, that's their friend. Blind eye to, like, we don't see it. Well, if you don't see it, the next person is not gonna see it because it's not their child. This situation. Because I know every parent that's listening or anybody that's listening have family members. Worry about their kids or their family members when they leave home, when they're at the grocery store, when they're at the movie theater, when they in the mall, when they are in church. Come on now. We're going into his house shooting people. We got to do better. We have got to do better. Say to yourself, when is there's enough? I get the phone calls. Oh, did you see this on the news? Did you see that on the news? And I know some people say, well, I don't watch the news because of that. But if you don't watch the news, how are you going to know what's going on in the world? How are you going to know, don't go down this street because they shooting down this street. Don't go down, move over here because there was robbers over there in that area. You have to watch the news because you want to know what's going on. So that's why I watch the news. So I could pick up that phone and tell my kids, hey, where y'all, ask them where you at. Oh, okay, y'all over there. Well, don't go over here because this is going on. I'm not the news lady. I'm not the one that run and chase the police to see what's going on. No, that's not me. Because remember I told y'all I love to stay at home. Especially on a day like this, a cold, rainy day, I can stay in this house all day. But we gotta do better. We gotta talk and communicate with our young women and men. And they're getting younger and younger, and the court system is not playing. They're not playing with them. So we have to try to save them. We have to do what we need to do to try to save our young men and women. And I'm not going to blame it all on the young men and women, because there are some older women and men that's out here shooting people. So don't Miss Penny putting all the crimes, saying nobody's doing crimes or doing anything bad, but the young men and women. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we could save them. We could talk to them and communicate with them to try to help them to do better and to change the things that they're doing. Because it's hard when they get older to try to stop it. Let's stop it at an early age, and we can get somewhere better and make things better if we can stop it at an early age. And when is enough? Enough. They didn't pacify things when I was growing up. If you did something, you got to beat down. And I'm not telling, don't go say Miss Penny said beat your kids. No, I'm not saying that. I'm telling you what happened to us when we was growing up. All it took was somebody else, another adult, could come and tell your parents what you did. Your parents didn't have to be there. But you can't do that nowadays. So that's why we all got to talk, including the parents. We got to talk, educate them, teach them, talk to them, show them these things that happen to them. Because everybody else is putting it on social media and TV like it's a joke. It's not a joke. We're losing them every day. Every day. And I'm not going down a list to tell you all the people that has been shot within this week close to me. Not in my family, but live close by in a city right over. I'm not going to sit here and tell you all the list of people, but I guarantee you could call me or you could leave a message and let me know. How many in your area that has been shot or has been murdered or robbed or disappeared? We have got to get this fixed. We got to get it straight. We got to do better. We got to, somebody got to come up on the net. We keep voting all these people in, but we're not seeing no changes. We're not seeing changes. So, you remember when they used to say that saying, like camel soup, So that's time to start thinking. What are we doing? How are we going to get this fixed? How are we going to change it? How are we going to make things better for the next generation that's going up? We got some young kids that's soon growing up that may not even have uncles and aunts around to teach them and mentor them because they're going to be gone or they're going to be locked up. We got a whole nother generation coming. Mothers and fathers are tired of going to the graveyards. They're tired of going to the funeral homes. They're tired of going to the jailhouses. We gotta fix this. When is enough enough? Are you tired yet? This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Coming live from Studio W. This conversation may not have, but it could have someone else. Share it. Let your friends and family listen, because I know there's a lot of parents out here wondering and saying to themselves, I'm tired. I am tired. And enough is enough for me. And they will agree with me. Some of them going to disagree, but I know there's a lot of them will agree. Like I say, this conversation, these hot sizzling conversations, not always for you, but it can be for a family member, a friend. And if you don't want to listen to us on your laptop or your computer, if you got an iPhone, you can go to your Apple store and put it in studio.w. If you got Android, you can go to the Play Store and put in Studio W. Our website is international. If you want to, you could just sit back and get you a cold glass of Coke or Pepsi or your choice of beverage and say, Alexis, play Studio W. Or you could go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's WZZ.com. Please subscribe and leave us a comment. And if you want to play the show later or listen to some of the good R&B music, the comedy show, the gospel shows, you can also look at the top of the screen when you go on the website, click on the archive button, and choose what show you would like to listen to. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We are on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. If you go to the YouTube channel, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, please subscribe. If you go to the Facebook page, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, please join and become a member. You'll get an update notice every time we go on the live show with Studio W. We're on Mondays and Wednesdays and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Now let's get back to this hot sizzling conversation. The reason why I'm having this conversation tonight because of that young, very young, that talked to me. It kind of touched me because we don't think about it as parents, especially when our kids become adults. We worry as parents. We always going to keep that worry of our kids, about our kids when they're adults and in the world, out there in the world. No matter if they're lawyers, our kids, doctors, our kids, police officers, whatever job that they have dealing with the world, when they leave home, we are worried about them. And it never dawned on me when this young man said this to me. The fear that he has when he leaves his home. We don't, as parents, we don't think about that. Do your kids have that fear? Have you ever asked them, are they scared to be out when they go out? And you don't want to tell your kids, oh, well, just stay at home. You know, you don't want to tell them to become a prisoner in their home. You want them to enjoy life. You want them to be able to travel, go and do things. But do we really think about how much our kids may be at fear? Do we ever think about when your kids leave home, their home, not your home, that they may not make it back? They may not come back home. Do we ever really think about that? And they got me to thinking that I have kids everywhere. We're not all in the same area, in the same state. And it got me to thinking, wow, that's deep. That is deep. Because I never thought about it. I know I always tell my kids, even though they're grown, when they call me and they telling me, oh, I'm going to this concert or I'm going here, I always tell them, I love you and be safe. That's all I could do. Really, as a parent, that is all I could do. I can't do anymore. All I could do is to be safe and have a good time, and I love them. But do we really realize that that may be the last thing that we say to our children? Do we realize that that may be the last time that we hear their voice? Because somebody else's child decide to take our child's life. So think about that, because we don't want to think about it. It's something that we feel as though that we shouldn't even talk about. But you should. The next time you talk to your kids, no matter if they 5 or they 55, ask them, how do they feel when they leave home? Do their home? Do they feel like they're not going to make it back? And that's why I know I always tell people, I try not to make I'm not trying to make anybody a Christian. I'm not trying to make anybody believe in God or religion. But I can tell you what I do. I pray every day for them. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. And a lot of people that is out here doing these things, a lot of them don't really understand what they've done until it's too late. Sometime I want you to go, and I'm not telling everybody go, yeah, go subscribe to TikTok. Go on some of the TikTok shows and watch some of the courts, how they break down and cry in court because they are remorse. They didn't realize. Some of them don't realize it. Oh my God, I really did that. We have got to do better. We have got to come together and people about these weapons. Because I don't think that's what I really do believe. I believe that there is not enough education on these weapons. I believe that if you had to be taught a class, not just how to fire the weapon, what type of bullets to get, if they really taught a class and showed people the damage, I'm not saying everybody will tone it down. But if they really showed them the damage that these weapons does, I do believe a lot of it will tone down. I do believe in my heart. They did it with drugs. Remember, they used to crack the egg, and this is your brain. Crack the egg and put it in the frying pan and say, this is your brain on drugs. They have intervention shows about drugs. But I think that we start educating people more when they own guns, when they purchase these guns. I do believe in my heart that people will take heed of what the damage these guns can do. They will start educating these young kids. We start talking to them, communicating with them, let them know the danger of these guns, where they will end up if they do this. Because a lot of kids have in their mind that, oh, going to jail is cool. Going to prison is cool. They don't realize that you're not coming back. You're not walking. You can't leave the jail and say, oh, I'll be back. I'm going to McDonald's. I'll be back. I'm going to holler at my girl or my guy. I'll be back. I'm going to watch my son or daughter play ball or cheerleader. Do you realize that you're not moving for the next 20 or 30 or maybe life? These walls is you. And if you're a woman, all these women is the only friend you're going to have. And if you're a man, these are all the guys. You can't go sit on the front porch with Papa or with your daddy no more. You can't do it no more. When is enough enough? When are we going to get tired? So we have to figure it out. And we can't never say, well, oh, it's too late. It's never too late. It's like a whale just swallowing our kids up, just swallowing them up, just taking control of them. It's just like they just got them. We don't even push education on them like we used to. Then you want to take the education from 5 days to 4 days. What are they going to do? They already, you can't afford to put them in any programs because all the programs is so high. We don't have, like when I was growing up, we had free Boys and Girls Club. We had free Girl Scouts and Boy Scout, Girl Scout and Boy Scout. We, those things was free. If a parent got two or three kids, they can't halfway afford it. We got to put some programs out here to keep these kids active. If they want to play sports, you got to pay for everything. It wasn't like that back in the days. They put money in the youth programs. So that's why these kids don't have nothing to do. They got too much time on their hand. Have y'all really realized that these kids don't have nothing to do but play video games and be on their phone? And y'all know Miss Penn, I always have a story. I remember when I was a little girl, we used to stand in the street. You can't do it now. You probably could because the farmers do it. And collect money for our Boys and Girls Club so we could go on trips. We could have barbecues. We could have baked goods. Snacks for the girls to when we come to the girls club so we can have little snacks. And we had, it was fun. It was hot out there, but we had our little buckets going to the cars collecting money. It was safe. Do you understand the picture that I just painted? I just painted a safe picture, but we don't do that no more. It's not safe enough no more. We had swimming teams. You go, people taught you how to swim. It was free. We did competitions. In the summertime, the kids have nothing to do. Because a lot of the parents can't afford it. Like the after school program, some of the parents can't afford it. We gotta do something. Are you tired? Enough is enough. Parents work too hard to take care of their kids and to raise their kids to do right. And something is swallowing our kids up. It's got a hold on them. And it's not letting go. Like it's got a grip on them. It's got the claw in them. And it's not letting them go. And we got to do something. We got to do better. We got to say enough is enough. We got to say I'm not taking it no more. It may be the neighbor's child, that a son or daughter that didn't come home, left home and didn't come back. You don't know when it's going to be at your door. Nobody does. We pray and hope that it stop and be at nobody's door anymore. But we don't know. We got to educate them. Starting with the little ones. We have to. It's getting hard. I think about it every, that's been deep in my heart ever since that young man talked to me about that. How hard is it for a black man, young man, to leave home and go somewhere and don't make it back home? They fear for that they may not make it back home. Just a simple traffic stop, a bullet. We got to do better. We got to. We got to take this thing serious. This is not a joke. We got to take this serious because we are losing them. And it's not only in the black culture. It's in the white, Hispanic, Asian, it's in all the cultures. But we got to do better. Well, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with this hot sizzling conversation that may not help you, but it may help one of your friends or family. Let them know. Pass it on. Go join the Facebook member, the LinkedIn, YouTube channel, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny with this hot sizzling conversation coming live from Studio W. If you don't want to listen to us on your iPad or your laptop or your computer, go to your iPhone and go to Apple Store and put in studio.w, or go to your Android phone and put in the Play Store, go in your Play Store and put in Studio W. Or just tell Alexis, Alexis, play Studio W. You could go to the website, which it is international. You could put in Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com. So please subscribe if you go to the website and leave a comment. Let us know how you like the show. And also, if you want to share with your friends or your family on the website, at the top of the screen, it say archive. Click on archive and you can choose what show you want to watch. Like I say, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it coming live with a hot sizzling conversation about, are you tired? Enough is enough.
Yes, Miss Penny.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much for that. We've been waiting for you. These hot sizzling conversations, like you said, it may not help you, but it will help somebody. And I'm sure you helped somebody today. So thank you so much for that. And you have a lot of listeners just tuned in.
Yes.
Wednesdays now is our number one rated audience show, Wednesdays. Now, we have three shows. We have Let's Talk About with Miss Penny. Well, actually, we start in the mornings with The World on Finance with Everett James. And Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Then coming up, the midday message from Pastor Derek the Changeman Smith. And then more music to come. Miss Penny, thanks again. We thoroughly enjoy your program each and every week. So we'll talk soon. Ladies and gentlemen, just like Miss Penny say, you can check us on iTunes, Spotify, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can also download one of our free apps. Android is Studio W. Apple is Studio.W. Internationally, StudioWBuzz.com. Internationally, StudioW.Buzz. Enjoy. Thanks again, Ms. Penny. Wonderful, wonderful show.
All right. All right.
There was a time my love flowed like water. Nothing came between us. Two hearts beat as one.